I'm here with Cam, middle school cross-country coach Deb Brown, and Dakota Holiday and Zoe Hasty, two of our high school excelling runners. Today we're going to talk about the cross-country homecoming spirit run. They're basically going to start at the middle school and run the game ball from the high school or to the high school. So I'll hand it off to Mrs. Brown, and she'll kind of give us an insight of what they're doing.
Great. Thanks for having us, Cade, here to talk about our homecoming relay run. Yes, we are going to be running the game ball, Friday's game ball, Cam versus Essex, up to from Messina from the middle school up to Anita to the high school, and then arriving at the soup supper. So we're just super excited. We have seven middle school cross-country runners this year and nine high school cross-country runners, and they're going to team up with a bunch of several adult volunteers to bring the ball up 148.
So how did you get the idea from this? How did it all get started?
Well, I'd like to say this was an original idea, but it wasn't. We actually stole the idea from ACGC. They did a similar run last year. It was their first year joining the two schools, and they ran the ball from, I think, from Adair to Guthrie Center. So they had a big, you know, like 24 miles to cover. So I actually called their coach, Kevin Brown, and asked, hey, how'd you do it? And what did the community and the kids think about it? And he said they absolutely loved it, and we're doing it again this year. So we kind of took off from there.
So next I'm going to talk with Dakota Holiday, our lone senior boy. He's been doing extremely well this season. So he's going to talk about the history of what they've done and a couple other things about it. So
thanks. Yeah, for seniors, it's just me, and then Emma Penton is the other girl, senior, and we're going to be running the final leg with Larry Ruggles, who was a part of the 1963 and 1964 Anita State champion cross-country teams, and so that'll be pretty interesting to run with him, and we're just going to get the ball back to the soup supper and give it to Coach Willem.
Awesome. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to help get the community involved, and I heard a whole bunch of parents are going to get involved too.
Well, my mom ran cross-country in high school, and she went to state all 4 years, and we ended up talking her into doing the homecoming run with us. She will be running with me at the homecoming run, and my little sister is in cross country too. So we all kind of have this like family connection of all three of us running. And there's some mother and son combos too, like Amy and Ethan Fullman and Ian and Aaron Stephenson. And then we have Dakota and Whitney Holiday and Noah and Nessie Riker for brother and sister members.
Okay, so this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be on Thursday starting at 3:30 at the middle school. So you're going to start at the middle school and run down 148 and come all the way to high school for the soup supper.
Yes, Cade, that's right. We're going to start at the middle school actually with a pep rally that's been and a send-off for the middle school runners. They're going to start off with the ball. The game ball will be presented by Coach Sexton and Coach Adam that are down there at the middle school along with the middle school football players. They're going to present it to our runners. We're going to take off. And the Cass County Sheriff's Department has agreed to help to follow us down 148, so we feel so good about that. That they will be behind our runners and supporting us as well. Kind of another interesting note as far as history, when we were setting this, I've learned a lot about Cam and Anita and CNM cross-country history by planning this. I was actually one of our adult volunteers that's going to be running with the kids is Emily Gerlach-Rouse, and she was actually, this has been done one time before, 1998, with the CAM cross-country team, and they ran the ball from Messina to Anita. And so that was 19 years ago, and it's really fitting that she's going to be starting off at the middle school running with two of our middle school runners.
So with a big event like this, you probably need a whole bunch of volunteers, people that are helping, a whole bunch of safety people. So could you kind of elaborate on who's all helped and who's going to help with the event?
There's a lot of parents involved, like I said before, and then the Sheriff's Department will also be following us to make sure that we're safe and doing everything that we need to be safe.
So I mentioned that Mrs. Brown is the middle school track coach. Could one of you talk about the high school track coach and how he, or not track, cross-country coach, and how he's been a part of this?
Oh, well, he's been a huge help. He's been here for 2 years teaching the cross country, and I mean, he's just been a wonderful coach, just showing us different stuff that we didn't really know about, and he's always been there every step, just pushing us. And this for this run, he'll just be helping out, like the parents running with the kids and stuff. And yeah, Todd Russell.
All right, so you guys want everybody that's possible to come out and support you guys, and want to remind everyone to be courteous and careful of the cross country runners if they're going to be driving down 148 on Thursday from about 3:30 to 6 o'clock. Thanks for being here today.